views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, and I am so happy to be here today. It's our two-month anniversary of our show. We have a wonderful guest and readings planned. So much to do, so little time. Thank you, one and all, for tuning in. Benny, thank you so much for producing the show.
My pleasure.
My pleasure. In just a bit, I will be bringing on my guest, Dondi Dalin, who's an expert in energy medicine and teacher of the five elements, which we'll be talking about today as part of her new book on this subject. In the second half of the show, I will be doing Elite Tarot card readings for you, with my guest sharing her perspectives. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. As I was reading through Dondi's book, The Five Elements, Understand Yourself and Enhance Your Relationships with the Wisdom of the World's Oldest Personality Type System, I was thinking about, why is it so important to have an understanding of what makes you, you, both the obvious and the hidden, as well as knowing how others tick? It is my belief that we are all surrounded by energy. We are all interconnected in this majestic journey and adventure of life, and we all bring with us a composite of talents, energies, and gifts. Sort of a unique fingerprint that no one else on this planet can exactly match, and is created with a beautiful mix of motivations, dreams, desires, and also stressors. With such a complex network that goes into just one person, it's important to know as much as possible about how those connections within work. And then, with that understanding, how to apply this wisdom to interacting with other people's equally complex and different network of interconnections. By not fully understanding and appreciating our own unique fingerprint, what can happen is that we sometimes, against our best of intentions, find ourselves standing in our own way, or rather stepping on our own energy. When that happens, it's as if we're walking against the wind, so we're exerting twice as much energy, but only getting half as far. My goal with my clients around the world is to have them use their own power and strength to shift that wind to their back, so now they're only working half as hard, but getting twice as far. One of the first steps in this process is to honor, appreciate, and accept all the amazing things that make you you, rather than looking unconsciously to other people's journeys and comparing, competing, and even judging. Your journey is completely unique and will look like that of no one else on this planet. I was trying to think of the best tarot card to represent this topic, and what immediately came to mind was the Two of Cups. I call this the Get to Know Ya card, as you have the duality of energies, yin and yang, masculine, feminine, right brain, left brain, shown as two individuals facing each other. The universe is enveloping these energies together in harmony. Worries can be seen trying to divide the two individuals. However, they're stronger when all the energies are working together. This card and the Lover's card, one of the major arcana, are basically the same card in look and theme, with the Two of Cups being the practical process of integrating all of your unique energies, and the Lover's card being the reflection of your acceptance of self. Now more than ever, when it seems as if people are so divided, having a true understanding of the kaleidoscope of gifts we have all been given is so essential. On a more practical level, I don't know about you, however, this is a week when people are gathering as families, and while that can be a wonderful, joyous, and harmonious time, it can also be a major button-pushing experience. So what a perfect time, then, to delve into this subject. Let me tell you a little bit about my guest, Dondi Dahlin. Dondi is an award-winning public speaker and internationally acclaimed dancer, actress, and teacher. She is the author of The Five Elements, which we'll be talking about today. She also co-wrote The Little Book of Energy Medicine with her mother, Donna Eden, and heads the Teach the Teacher program at the Eden Energy Medicine Certification Program in Phoenix, Arizona. She has been teaching the five elements for over a decade at Omega Institute in New York and at various Eden Energy Medicine workshops around the world since the 90s. So let me tell you, she knows her stuff. Welcome, Dondi, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm so happy to have you here.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here. What a beautiful introduction. Thank you for all of that. I learned a lot. Just listening to you pull the Two of Cups.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm just so happy that you're here. And thank you. And your book, it was really interesting. And I so appreciated how you interwove your own stories of your childhood as ways of connecting with the different elements. And I want to talk about the five elements. I have so many questions. However, I would love to take one step back first, because when I decided to go from a mainstream focus to embracing my intuition as a career and doing this work full time, all of a sudden I heard words and phrases that were commonplace in the metaphysical community, yet unheard of in the mainstream. And energy medicine was one of those phrases. I know what energy is. And I know what medicine is. However, for those words like me, you know, I've got more mainstream than metaphysical. Could you talk a little bit about what energy medicine is?
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love sharing energy medicine. My mom is a pioneer in energy medicine. Her name is Donna Eden. And so I was raised in it. And it's really, really simple. It's a safe and free way to empower yourself to heal your own body. And it's an approach to healthcare that's based on 9 energy systems in the body that my mom actually sees. And some of the terms that people are probably more familiar with, some of the systems are the chakras, the aura, the meridian. Excuse me, I've been battling a little cough.
Oh, no.
So those are some of those are some of the terms, and actually the five elements is also one of the energy systems. So when we think of energy medicine, well, what does it do for us? Oh my gosh, it helps, it can reduce allergies, it can regulate our hormones, it helps us think more clearly, it lowers blood pressure, it alleviates pain. A lot of people come to us just to help their pain and to actually get rid of their pain altogether. And you can do that just with your own hands. Your hands have electromagnetic energy in them. They're very healing. And if you place your hands on different parts of your body, like acupressure points, you can actually pull stuck energy out of an area to alleviate pain, because when we look at pain, all it is really compressed, stuck energy that needs to flow again. So energy medicine is incredible. A lot of people know energy medicine as Reiki, acupuncture, Chinese medicine, and it all comes together. But what I like to think of it is, like I said, Eve, it's a way that we are empowered to heal ourselves. And we don't, in energy medicine, we don't we don't think of doctors as bad. We don't think of Western medicine as bad. We actually think of Western medicine and energy medicine as highly complementary to each other. So we can use both. But we don't have to run to a doctor all the time to find out what's wrong with us or to get rid of some pain. And we don't have to take the pharmaceuticals and the drugs, because when you know energy medicine, you have quick techniques to help. And they're very fast. You can do some of these techniques in a minute or two to boost your energy in the afternoon, or not get that cold or flu that's going around. And so it becomes a very, very empowering lifestyle, and it starts to be woven into every day of your life.
And because I guess the body does have that ability and that mechanism in place to do so much healing itself. I love it. And this is not anything brand new, because let's talk a little bit about the five elements. When this goes back way back when, where can you talk about where does this all originate from that now we're kind of incorporating that into daily practice today?
Yes, the five elements is very old. First of all, it's not only a personality type system, which is how I write about it in my book. It's also a health system. And it goes back about 5,000 years to China. It was first written into medical text about 2,000 years ago. And it's something that people use in Asia every morning to wake up with, to know how to live their day, to know what types of things they should be doing in their day, to help with relationships and conflict in relationships. So it's been used a lot in the East. There are also different forms of it in India. We just happen to use the Chinese version of the five elements. And I know we'll get into this later, but the five elements, just so everybody knows, it are water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. Water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. And these are metaphors for your personality, how you act, how you react, how you behave, what your motives are, what your health susceptibilities are and your health challenges might be. And it gets really interesting when we start looking into the body, because in Chinese medicine, the body and the mind are connected. They're one ecosystem. Like you said in the introduction, it's a very beautifully complex,
composite
way to live. Yes.
Yeah.
When you know that the body and mind are connected.
Wow. Well, I want to hear more, and let's just discuss all the five elements. But first, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking more with my guest, Dondi Dolan, and I'll be doing readings later on in the show. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back. Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit DrAgnesFrankel.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest, teacher and author of The Five Elements, Dondi Dolan. I will also be doing tarot card readings shortly, with Dondi offering her awesome perspectives. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. If you are feeling disconnected from your life's purpose, at a crossroads, trying to bring healthy love into your life, worrying about navigating the family this week, we can look at it all through the lens of the reading. Dondi, I have some more questions for you, but before we get to that, could you please share with our listeners how they can learn more about the five elements and get this fantastic book?
Oh, thank you. Yes. So the best place to go to learn about the five elements is learnthefiveelements.com. Learnthefiveelements.com. If you go there, you can take a quiz to find out your two strongest elements, and your results come up immediately. The quiz takes most people about 4 or 5 minutes, and then you can read about those elements on the site, and you can buy the book, The Five Elements, just about anywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, independent bookstores, and I hope you love it. I wrote it so it could help people with their relationships, just as I have been blessed to have the five elements throughout my life.
And I can tell that love was put into that book. And that was so clear in the passion that exists throughout the entire book. So let's get into these five elements. Can you give an overview and what they are and why is it important to know your element and how can that help with careers, relationships, and all those things?
Yes, I will talk about all of that. And Eve, thank you for saying that you felt the love in the book. It really was there for 2 years. I just wrote it with such a passion to help people. So thank you for saying that.
Oh, sure.
And to talk a little bit about the five elements. The five elements are amazing. Number one, what they do is they build compassion. And it's so important for all of us to have compassion these days. You know, we get so entrenched in our own perspective. We have our ego, we have what we know is right, what we feel is right, we have our own truth, And soon we cannot even hear other people's points of view. And so the five elements, when you know them and you know how people tick, you know that everybody has different ways of feeling acknowledged. You know that everybody has different ways of handling stress. And because you know the five elements, you can start to figure that out like a roadmap. It's almost like being able to be psychic about how somebody is going to relate to you in a relationship. It helps you choose your relationships better. It helps you get along with people at work better. Across the board, it's brilliant. So would you like me to go into each element just a little bit and describe what a person's personality would be with that element?
That would be great. And maybe starting with water, because I scored the highest in water. So I'd love to hear about water as the first element, if that works for you.
That works perfectly. And you nailed it really well, because water is the one we start with. If you go online, or if you look at a book and you see the five elements, you'll see it represented in a wheel. It's usually in a circle or a wheel. And we start with water. They're kind of the baby of the whole system. They're that hope and that curiosity in life. They like knowing things. They like finding things out and sussing out people, just like a little baby would. So the water element is very unique as well, because they have two totally different archetypes. All of the other four elements only get one archetype, but water gets two. One is the baby, and the other is the philosopher. And they're really, really different than each other. So, like I said, the baby is the curious, playful, creative, intuitive type of person. And the philosopher is the deep thinker, the profound thinker. Words mean a lot to waters. Paintings and art and sounds. The water type of person is that person who is walking along in the rain, soaking up the sound of the raindrops, looking at life and trying to figure out what it all means. So every element also has its health challenges. It has a certain body type. Waters are usually a little bit more, they can be on the rounder side. Sometimes they're considered a little fleshy. They're also the type that makes a lot of muscle. And their health challenges can come with the kidneys and the bladder. So when I say that, it doesn't mean they'll have health challenges there, but that's often where they're susceptible. So moving along, because I know we don't have a lot of time, I'll go on to wood. Wood is the pioneer. That's their archetype. They step out first. They're the ones who are very direct. They know where they're going. They see the future. They have goals. And wood types are often the ones who look at a situation. They immediately see what's wrong with the situation, and they have a plan to fix it. They're fixers and they're doers. Their health challenges are with their liver and their gallbladder. And their body type is usually a little bit square. They're on the shorter side, and they do make muscle. They're usually the ones that are athletic, and they like to lift weights, do karate, and you'll see immediately that muscle tone come in. That's very common with wood. The next element is fire, and fire is exactly what it sounds like. It's joyful, and it's high energy, and it's fun. And the archetype is the wizard. So you can imagine the wizard swirling about in their cape with the beautiful glittery dust kicking up into the air. They're happy, positive, charismatic, optimistic people. And they have some health challenges as well, or they can. They might not. But if they do, oftentimes those health challenges will come from the small intestine, the heart, the pericardium, which is the little sac that surrounds the heart and protects it, or the triple warmer. And the triple warmer isn't as known here in the West, but it's very well known in the East. It's an energy system, and it regulates fight, flight, or freeze. So fires are awesome. Everyone wants them around. They love life. They love people. Going on to Earth, Earth people also love others. I would say of the five elements, the earths and the fires really enjoy other people. Earths are kind and compassionate and soothing and helpful, and they're that shoulder for others to lean on. Their archetype is the caretaker, and they really feel that they were born onto this earth to help others, to service others. And that is their mission, to help the world go round in a peaceful, beautiful way. And they don't like conflict, and they don't want anyone fighting or not getting along. Their organs or parts of their body that can have challenges are the spleen and the stomach. So you think of digestion with those organs. And next and last in the wheel, we call it the five-element wheel, we have metal. And the metal archetype is the alchemist. And the alchemist is the person, they were very popular in the 1800s and before. They're the person who takes a common rock and turns it into a beautiful gem, turns it into gold. And we say that they're the archetype for the metal because the metal person often takes life. Or even if you're at work in a meeting, the metal person will sit through the whole meeting, 2 hours, usually not say very much, but at the end, they'll have the gem. They'll have the gem of the answer for the whole meeting. That's the metal. They're calm. They're reverent. They're honorable. They're ethical. They usually seem a bit more sophisticated than the rest of us, like they're floating a couple of inches off the earth. And their organs are the lungs and the large intestine. So when I say that, what it means is if you went to a doctor of Chinese medicine today and you walked in, they would probably figure out your elements very quickly. And if they knew you were a metal, they would look to the lungs and the large intestine for some of your health issues. And so that's how we use health as a predictor. And so that's it in a nutshell, Eve. That was very quick, but those are the five elements.
Well, I love it. And people can definitely learn more and figure out what their element makeup, their unique blueprint element makeup is. And as we were talking about, you can do that at learnthefiveelements.com. And you can also get the book at learnenergymedicine.com. Thank you so much for sharing that. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be taking calls for readings and talking more with my guest, Dondi Dolan. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Searching, looking for a sign, a message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net, 1-800-323-1790.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com. or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. Are you driven by your victimized inner child? Does your child scream at the possibility of the unknown? Remember, your child couldn't drive a car, go to the grocery store, say no, control her time, or make money. Panic surfaces when we empower ourselves, start something new, or just say no. That child doesn't know the big you can take care of yourself. Rather than fight, embrace her. Let him know you can take care of him. This is a big part of healing for many of us. Need help? Visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. There are individual sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. You can learn more about me or schedule a tarot card reading at EliteTarot.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. A reading is done over the phone or Skype worldwide and in person in the other Washington area, that's Washington, D.C. A full profile reading takes about 60-75 minutes and includes a summary of everything discussed, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the entire session. As I look at tarot as a visual representation of the unconscious, which is on your side, wants you to be happy, there is nothing that could be possibly scary that could come up in a reading. I also do events nationwide where I do smaller readings for birthday parties, anniversaries, bridal showers, baby showers, ladies' salons, anything you can think of. If you're just tuning in, I'm here talking with my wonderful guest, Dondi Dahlin, author of The Five Elements. Before I get to the readings, before we start the readings, Dondi, can you let listeners again know how they can learn more about The Five Elements and figure out what element they are and how to get this great book?
Yes, thank you. It's so exciting to find out your elements, and you can do that by going to learnthefiveelements.com. There's a quiz there. It's free. It's fast, about 4 minutes, and once you take it, you'll get immediate results of your first and second element, and then you can read right there about what those mean, and they will start to help you with all of your relationships.
Excellent. Well, let's get to calls so listeners know I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. And I'll be just doing a one-card reading today using my left hand, which is my non-dominant hand, because the non-dominant hand accesses the unconscious. After I do the reading, then Dondi may follow up with her own perspective on the situation. Before we begin, I always do like to start with a small disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor, and a reading should never be taken as a substitute to seeking guidance from a licensed professional. At the core, these are just cards, and they have absolutely no power over you. You always have free will. If you're following along with the readings, I'm using the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, which you can see online if you don't have a deck with you. So let us talk to Mark from Seattle. Welcome, Mark, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, thank you very much. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
And I wanted to, ask you about my finances. My finances for a few years have been terrible, but now they're a lot better. I was wondering if I'm going the right direction and things like that.
Well, you know, I always say, I have no idea, but let's see if the cards have an answer for you. So, oh, interesting. So the card that I pulled for you, Mark, is a big card, and it's a really neat card, and it's the Temperance card. Now, in this card, you see almost an angelic figure walking across water, balancing two cups in either side. Now, the part that just grabs my attention when I look at this card for you is that behind this person is a very clear, straight path, and yet an almost an accessible path, but that's not the path that you're taking. And instead, you're taking a path that is almost like a road less traveled. And you've been kind of going down a journey that is ultimately a bit more unconventional than other people. Would you say that's accurate?
Yes, very accurate.
Yeah. Well, you know, on the one hand, it is can be sometimes the most rewarding when you are taking that path, that road that is a bit more unconventional. And yet it can be a little bit more challenging because you look back at the clear path and you look at the signs and signals and the street signs and everything, and you're saying, well, where are those signals for me? Except those are apples and oranges that you're comparing, because you either have you made that choice for whatever reason, whether it was a conscious choice or whether it's just the universe pushing you towards another path, where you're taking that path where you really have to listen just within. And that's where the challenging part is, because you're seeing other people with signposts along the way. That's not your path. And so continue honoring your own inner voice as you walk forward, because in this card, he is just going with faith and faith alone, that if he takes a step forward, a path appears. So I take this as definitely a positive signal, on the one hand saying, keep doing what you're doing, because it's when you stop listening within and you start looking at those signposts from that more conventional path, and that's when you start going a little bit awry. But keep doing what you're doing as you're going forward, knowing that you're now living your life authentically for you. Does that resonate?
That is very exact. And like, kind of like I'm saying to myself, where is mine? I can understand, and I'm kind of intelligent, but things just don't happen to me. They like go under my hand, and they come right out of my hand again. They're gone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just stay true and just continue honor that inner voice. Let your inner child be your GPS. You always have the keys to the car, but you need to make sure that you, because what is key to you is living your life authentically for you. Dondi, do you have any questions for Mark, or any kind of perspective or any kind of ideas on that, about living? How
oh
do you
gosh.
Live your life authentically?
Yes. Well, living your life authentically takes patience because you have to be patient with yourself. You need to be patient with others because it takes a lot of listening to others, and also yourself, your intuition. And I know, Mark, you mentioned finances and money issues can be so overwhelming and confusing. You know, money issues are one of the leading causes of trouble in life and stress-related illnesses. But it sounds like you're coming out on the other side of that, and in living authentically, it's just going to give you more purpose and meaning. You know, my mom, who's an amazing healer, always says to me, you know, when you're on the tough road, when you come out on the other side of that tough road and living a really soul-based life and with real meaning, then when you come out on the other side, it's so rewarding. So I hope you're feeling some of that, Mark.
I hope so, too. Things are getting better. I have a real strong Saturn influence. So that means you always have struggles. You have to get past and learn things. And then on the other side, things, once you learn, they get better.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I just had to interject with one thing that you said, is that you said, I hope so. If you can take the word hope, want, try, out of your vocabulary, because I know so and I hope so, they mean exactly the same thing, except when you say I hope so, it makes it a bit more challenging because the words have weight and they can actually weigh you down and make it that much harder when you've already got a challenging yet also rewarding path because you are taking that non-traditional approach, which can be rewarding. The more you can do yourself a favor and cut out the words hoping, it might help move that along a little bit more faster.
Exactly. I know what that's about because you're telling your own mind that you can't quite do it. So your mind says you're not going to do it, like you're going to be a failure. I don't tell myself that, but I know that when people get that in the mind, they expect failure ahead of down the road.
Absolutely. And the words like hoping, it just slips out. And I always say that's just brain self-sabotaging thing. Just because your brain, it's there as your friend, but when you're going on that non-traditional path and you can't see where the end result is, then the brain's like saying, well, wait a minute, that straight path behind us was safer. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Dondi, any final comments or anything like that?
Well, Mark, I know, I'm not going to say I hope, I know for you that you're coming into more balance. That's what it feels like to me, and I'm very happy for you, and that balance is just going to give your life more purpose and meaning. So bless you.
Mark, thank you so much for that, Dondi. Mark, it was lovely talking to you. Give us a call. Let us know how things are going.
Okay, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for calling. You know, and I love all the things you said. And it would, for exactly his call, finding out what makes you and what your elements are would actually be really helpful. So I encourage Mark and everyone to go to learn5elements.com and learn more and learnenergymedicine.com just to get more in touch with what is your composite so you know better that if you're taking a non-traditional approach, it's okay. And just to kind of take one step in front of the other. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more with my amazing guest. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Fire under my feet, and I feel it in my heartbeat. Oh, you can put out these flames. You can keep me down in my seat. I got fire under my feet, and I feel it in my heartbeat. Oh, girl, get out of the blaze if you can't take the heat.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Get your monthly dose of self-awareness and mindfulness. Learn spiritual regeneration with visionary leader David Karsher. In Becoming a Son Radio, emotional and spiritual intelligence for a happy, fulfilling life. Explore the unknown regions of the emotional experience and set them free with David. Tune in once a month to Becoming a Son Radio with David Karsher on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit davidkarsher.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests. Stumble, watch my world crumble. Sometimes you eat dirt, you live and you learn. Don't live with the lions, the tigers and titans. Afraid to get hurt, but now I'm begging them purr. I got my... Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest, teacher, and author of The Five Elements, Dondi Dalin. Dondi, I have a couple more questions that I want to get to regarding the five elements. Can two people born on the same day be very different personality types, like twins and everything like that? Can they have different makeups?
Completely different. I'm so glad you asked. So when we look at a lot of twins who were born just minutes apart, they can be completely different elements because everybody is born with their own vibration. Your element is truly what you said earlier, Eve. It's your blueprint. It is your unique vibration. And I love that you brought this up because me and my sister are born on the same day, September 30th, and we are totally different. I am a wood-water combination, and she is a fire-earth combination. And those two combinations couldn't be more opposite. And we may have had a lot of trouble growing up together if we didn't know the elements, because I could understand her earth element and where she was coming from and her perspective. And even though she says she has hardly any wood in her and she never feels wood, she can understand the wood element because she knows the five elements. And so our arguments and our fights growing up as sisters were much more tempered. They were much more compassionate than I think they ever would have been. We may not be talking today if we didn't know the elements, because our elemental makeups are so different than each other.
And I love that you said that, because also we're heading into the holidays. People are visiting the relatives, and so often we are like, why can't they just understand or change or be different? Whereas if you go into it with this understanding that you have different, complete different blueprints, then you can better relate to each other, and there's more tolerance and acceptance of the other person's personality type, because it's not going to change just because you will it to, correct?
Yes, absolutely. We're all somewhat held in place by our elements, and that's not to give us an excuse. That's to give us compassion for ourselves and others. And I'll just take something I hear a lot during the holidays with friends, as they say, oh, I got to go home and be with my family. And even though I love it, you know, my mom just worries and worries, and I feel smothered around her. Well, a lot of mom types are earth elements. Earth elements tend to over-worry. This is their main emotion under stress. And what do the holidays bring for people? They bring a lot of stress. Even though they are good times and they're beautiful times, they also bring stress. So that's just one example of an element. When you know, oh, my mom is an earth element, well, worrying is in her nature. It's almost like it's part of her makeup, what she was born into. Then you can give her a break. You know, then you aren't thinking, oh, I can't believe what my mom said, or why did she do that? It's like, oh, I got it. She's an earth. there are other elements, like the metal element is fairly detached. They're more of a detached type of person. They aren't going to be the social butterfly during the holidays. They aren't going to be sitting at the dinner table and making jokes and toasting the wine all night. They're probably going to slip out early. And instead of thinking, wow, why did Aunt Doris leave early? Why does she always do that? Instead of taking it personally, saying, wow, Aunt Doris doesn't like us, you can say to yourself, oh, I get it. She's a metal element. That's how metals cope. That's how they deal with life. They need to detach. It's a solo journey for them. That's how they come back to themselves and their groundedness. So, yes, the five elements help during the holidays, and they help all year long.
Oh, yeah. But yet... there are five elements, and my guess is that they're not specifically five types of people going around in this world. Can people of the same element, though, be different within themselves?
Yes, they can be different within themselves. And so, for instance, most people have two strong elements. So let's say, take me, I'm a wood, water. That's going to be very different than someone who is a wood earth. The wood earth, because that earth supports them, they're going to enjoy being around people. They're going to want to do activities where people come together in groups. For the wood water, which is who I am, I'm going to want to go in my house and read a book under the covers and not be around people as much. So two people who both have wood can be very, very different. And that's when the five elements get really, really rich, because you look at your secondary element. And then your third element, you have even a third element that comes in situations. And then the last two, they also are a part of your makeup, but they may come out once in a while when you really need to access them. For instance, a lot of people access the metal element when they're dealing with death in the family. The metal element is about grief and processing, and it helps to have metal people around. We all process our emotions differently, and it helps to have that metal perspective. So I don't want to confuse anybody. I just want to say that once you start learning the five elements, all of this fits into place like a puzzle piece, and you just go, oh, I get it. Now I understand why that guy at work always does that. It's not personal. It's his element.
Yeah, and it's a tool that people can use in their tool chest so that they, as I said at the beginning, you're not working twice as hard, pushing against an immovable force, and which is only causing you stress and you strain, but rather saying, okay, here is a tool to you so you know that this is how people are, so you don't have to work as hard pushing that immovable force. You just go and walk around it, and then it creates less strain on you physically and emotionally and mentally. Before we close...
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, before we close, I just got to ask you, what's next for you and your ever-evolving journey?
Oh, thank you. I have a full year. I would love for people to come see me. I will be in Wales and London and France in March teaching the five elements. I'll teach the five elements again in upstate New York at Omega Institute in July. And that's a really fun class because we teach five elements and belly dance. Belly dance and the five elements, me and my sister, we've been teaching at Omega for about 15 years. It's a great workshop and really fun to be there in the summertime. We'll be teaching Eden Energy Medicine in Cancun in May. And all of these dates can be found at learnenergymedicine.com. or learnthefiveelements.com.
Excellent. And I will be hiding in your suitcase as you go on these exciting, exciting trips and everything.
They are exciting. And it's so great to meet people all over the world. And I hope some of the people listening to this today will come out and see us.
Oh, please do. You know, definitely you want to check out learnthefiveelements.com. You can also purchase the book and get more information about energy medicine at learnenergymedicine.com. If you're trying to get more information about me, I am at either elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. Dondi, thank you so much for being here today. It was just wonderful having you.
Thank you, Eve. You are such a pleasure and a joy. You have a great show, and thank you to everybody who listened in today.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you all for tuning in to the Elements Show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. And thank you to all of you for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week. And I look forward to next week's show. As our final show in 2016, next week it will just be me, as I'll be talking about how to turn New Year's resolutions into New Year's joy using some of the tips and tools I've developed along the way in harnessing energy to make it work for you without as much stress and strain. If you're saying that next year is the year you will lose the 20 pounds, get a career of passion, meet the love of your life, get organized, break away from behavior, this is the show for you. In addition, I'll be doing tarot card readings with an emphasis on messages of the year ahead.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.